fight with Carl.
It's kind of one of those things. It's like the duck. You know, you see a duck in the water, right? The duck looks like it's cool, but the duck's freaking working hard under the water. Wow, working hard. That's how our place is. We look cool, but we're working hard.
Thank you for sending me those videos about coronavirus last week, because that was awesome. The exponential crafts, Joe Rogan interview.
Dude, the Joe Rogan interview changed my life. I was like, this ain't no big deal. And then I listened to someone who actually knew what they were talking about and was like, shit.
I can't remember that gentleman's name, but he worked for the CDC.
Yeah, let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, listeners, if you haven't watched the Joe Rogan episode with the gentleman from the CDC, Michael Osterholm, that man educated the fuck out of us.
Yeah. But you were following it for a little while before that, weren't you, Tyler? Like, weren't you? You were a full Corona believer. You had bought the 24 pack before it had really released.
He was loaded up on toilet tissue.
I don't know what initially sparked it, but I was super hardcore on it for a while now, and I wish I could remember what it was.
Well,
but,
you listened to a lot of Alex Jones to begin with.
This is a true story though. Jared has gotten in my truck before and I turned it on and Alex Jones was on.
Your buddy Alex. And it wasn't a radio, it was like a FaceTime call with Alex Jones that I walked into.
And it was just too good.
You've like, treated Alex Jones though, right, Tyler? Didn't he work with him?
That's against HIPAA.
Oh, that's right.
I really
Well, they waived HIPAA today, didn't they? Didn't Trump pretty much say we don't give a fuck about HIPAA no more? You guys can use FaceTime or Skype to treat your patients.
Yes. You're good. Is that what happened?
I think so.
I think we need Rob Vining on. I did hear something like that. I did see something like that, yeah. But I know you're still not getting reimbursed for telehealth. I did seem like if only there was a device that allowed us to get this accurate information that we were on. But so you still can't be reimbursed for telehealth, because I know there's a lot of companies and clinics scrambling out there. But I'll look it up, guys. Keep filling the air. But I definitely saw Rich Severin posted something to that effect, Trace.
Well, let's go back to this Alex Jones story.
Okay.
Where I did, I'm just going to wrap it up where there was a time I just found it pretty entertaining to just listen to Alex Jones on the way to work or like when I was cruising around. And I was like, man, let's go see what the latest crazy conspiracies are. Like, some sort of aliens are in Antarctica and everything.
Yeah.
It was something that I like slowly developed over time and I'd like do it more often. And then Jared was there the one time that I turned on the car and like, just was like, oh no, I've been caught. So then Jared's like, oh, good for you, man.
Good for you. I mean, you know, we all got to go there sometimes. It's all right.
All right. So I remember one of the big tipping points when the coronavirus thing, I was like, oh shit. Is here we're in Austin and big news was South by Southwest got canceled. And I remember but let me finish this. And I remember what really took it off was South by Southwest. And then someone posted a video of some high up person, epidemiologist or some virologist person that was in charge of some world organization. And they were giving a lecture and they were like, we are predicting this thing has a mortality rate of 3% and it's going to go somewhere between 50 to 70% of the global population. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty intense. Yeah. But I remember now where I initially started thinking about it was, you know, it was in the news and you're hearing about it on China and how like production factories were getting shut down in China and that's going to make a hit. And one of my patients I'm treating right now works for a big university, and that university may or may not be reporting a lot of information on this pandemic. And they also mentioned, they're like, yeah, me and my friends like have to report to Washington sometimes. I was like, oh, okay, so you're legit. And am I just whispering to everyone? I don't know why I'm whispering like it's some sort of secret.
We won't share this information with anybody.
Oh, God. And that was so stupid. And I said to this person, I was like, no, you know, it seems to be over there in China. So it's like, it's doing a pretty good job of keeping it out of the States. And she just like so calmly just kind of like chuckled. I was like, oh, no. She's like, and not even like laughing at me. She's like, this is going everywhere. That's what it's going to do. She's like, it's a novel virus. And when this comes through, it's going to go everywhere. And we need to slow it down as best as we can, but we have to be prepared that it's going to go everywhere. She's like, it is definitely coming to Texas. Like, you don't even like.
No, that virus ain't coming to Texas.
Yeah. I was like, oh. And she's like, yeah, it's going to go everywhere. And it's got a mortality rate of like, what's looking like 3%. And as long as you, and this is what he or she said, as long as you're not 70 with two comorbidities, you're going to be okay probably. And what you need to do is watch out for your patients and your elderly relatives and things like that. But this thing is going to come through. And then right after that, I think they canceled South by Southwest and like those double up things. I started monitoring it like crazy. And I was like, Oh no.
That's huge, man. You were up on it from the jump. And let me just say, to trace what we were talking about earlier, from hhs.gov, they are waiving potential HIPAA penalties for good faith use of telehealth during nationwide public emergency due to COVID. So yeah, we can say whatever the fuck we want about patients right now on telehealth.
As long as it's in good faith.
Yeah. All of our faith is good. But Tyler, that's a wild story, man.
Yeah, I wish, I'm so grateful that I talked to her, and I wish someone, like everyone, would have been able to talk to her early on.
Can we get her on the podcast?
Is that you know what? That is probably a great idea. I should definitely do that.
And we can break HIPAA now, so it's cool. We should totally do that.
God, how have I not asked her yet?
Because of HIPAA, but yeah, I mean, no, that wouldn't be HIPAA. It's only breaking HIPAA if they're not cool with it.
Right.
No,
and then nothing. HIPAA aside, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, but for real though, no HIPAA.
No HIPAA, bro.
No HIPAA. Like you're just saying stuff. Like,
is that in the law? Is that how it works?
All of their information, be like, but no HIPAA, right?
That's because high schoolers wrote this law. Is that right? Is that right?
that's why. But for real though, no HIPAA. But
yes.
And then I was looking at, like how they're closing down Wuhan, and then I was like, man, well, we don't really like. We're not, and then, oh my God, I could just go on and on about this, about how Asia has also faced this like multiple times, that they were like much more prepared, like citizens are much more understanding of how extreme it can get very quickly. So when the government's like, hey, we're gonna like shut you down and not do anything for a while, they're like, yeah, we probably need to do that because this thing can get out of hand, because they've dealt with it before. But then everyone was worried that when it comes to the States, we're all like, nah,
that
ain't going to happen. It ain't coming to Texas, bro. So that we were going to have a more difficult time adapting to it.
Yeah.
And then final thing, was they were talking about how the factories were closed and all that stuff was going down. And then Brian, my buddy, was telling me that Q1 earnings are about to come out are going to be terrible because loans are so low that everyone is borrowing money and then they're buying their own stocks back to make it look like they're doing really well when actuality, like no production has really gone up. Like nothing's really changed. All that happened was it's so cheap to borrow money that I can go borrow $1 billion and be like, I owe you like 1% on that. And that would actually probably be less. It's so cheap that it's like cheaper than hiring new people and producing all that stuff. Cause then you'd have to pay wages. So then it's like, I'm just going to borrow that money, throw in my own stocks. And nothing like really went up in terms of productivity. And Brian, like Q1 earnings are going to come out and they're going to be low. And we're going to take maybe a little bit of a dent. And I was like, wait a minute. Everyone's going to be like right around the time that Q1 earnings are going to come out. Everyone's going to be in freaking isolation. Speaking of which, let's give a date to this because we're going to release it soon. But as of right now, St. Patty's Day. Hey, did you guys wear green today? Trace got green on over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Nice job. Well done, Trace.
Representing for the homeland.
Had to. Exactly. I didn't get any Guinness this year, though. It was a real disappointment. I was going to go out to the store, but I figured, you know, that's irresponsible.
Nah. But yeah, today's March 17th, 2020, the year of our Lord.
The big news in Austin today, and then I'll stop
hogging. Huge news in Austin. Huge news.
The huge news. Huge. Huge. At noon, the mayor came out and said, bars are closed, restaurants like seating, dine-in is going to be closed, everything has to be takeout, and no facilities can have more than 10 people like at one time, which is totally wild. You get that grand
fine.
You get like $1,000 fine if you have more than 10 people in one facility at once. That's pretty intense, but that does not include medical or like necessity things like that. So I'm pretty sure PTs are not in that world.
Are you saying we're not medically necessary?
No, I'm saying we are. So we're not in the, we can have more than 10 people at once. The U.S. numbers, as I'm looking at it right now, this is Worldometer, which by the way, worldometer.info throws like crazy weird info out there. It's got, anyhow, they're saying that there are 6,469 cases, 109 deaths.
That's up like 500 since I got off work. Because since we don't have a whole bunch of patients, I am sitting there watching the coronavirus all day.
Yeah, all day, every day. Yeah, March 15th cases, new cases, daily cases were 737. And then yesterday was 983. And today will probably be like 1,200 or something.
It's nuts. And there's still people that are saying it's like not going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just so stupid.
I don't get how they think it's like, it's just so easy to shut down like the city of San Francisco or like the city of New York. People are just like, nah, yeah, fake news. No. It's
what worries me is it's not even like arguable or non-negotiable. It took Wuhan like shut down their city and they did like you couldn't do anything. And it took China and they're still getting like new cases, but it took them 3 months to kind of get through it, right? To get like, and then you see the numbers go up really fast. And so when it was like early March, late February, everyone's like, oh, this is going to be over in like 2 weeks. I was like, what are you talking about? This is going to take like 3 months. And like I still hear people in the restaurant saying like, you know, after this like shutdown or if, like we have to go 2 weeks, hopefully in 2 weeks it's going to be a lot better. And you're like, no.
We haven't even started identifying cases.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're in this phase of doing a terrible job of testing for it. So we don't even – there was a time when Wuhan wasn't really testing for it, and then they started testing everyone, and they got like 14,000 cases in a day. Like, we're not even – to that point. And but we just already acknowledge it though, because it's like, oh, it looks like everyone has it, but they're like asymptomatic, so the numbers probably are really a lot higher than what you're, and like, we're just now like getting our feet up underneath us with this thing.
Well, that's, I had seen somewhere where it was like Italy has almost a 7% fatality rate for the coronavirus, and South Korea, yeah, who jumped on it hard, had like a less than 1% fatality, yeah, rate. But they like, we're testing asymptomatic people under the age of 30, everything like that. And we're just kind of like, I don't even know where to go get tested if I thought I had it. Like, do most places, most hospitals even have the equipment to test it now? Like, or whatever the swab is or whatever?
I think, Jared, you got anything there?
Jared? I am looking in real time for, I'm going to Google Austin COVID testing.
So here's Jamie.
Here's what I've, yeah, no, I like that thing. Look that up for this year. Here's what I've heard, Trace. I've heard that the state of this, I don't know, this is in the forums. The state of Texas has got 25 tests they can give a day for the entire state. And basically, if you haven't been abroad or shown like heavy symptoms, and they're like, have you been out of the country? And if you say no to either one of those, they're like, man, we'll keep it, we'll save it for someone who's been out of the country.
Like right before they put your trach in, they'll like, here, hold on, let's make sure this is corona.
Yeah, right.
And there are two active drive-through COVID testing, yeah, sites in Austin and Round Rock right now.
Yeah, so those are just quick drive. Those are the same stuff that South Korea, I think, was putting together. So I don't know if they're like drive-through and like, by the way, we got drive-through, but there's only three, or if people are lying. I don't know. We should figure that out, though.
I know tomorrow our facility is starting to screen all employees, all visitors, and all new patients before they get admitted, or like before they come to work or anything like that.
So, that's crazy. That's wild, man.
It's going to back up everything. It's going to be a complete pain to get into work.
And what have they been doing so far for you screening? Temperature?
They haven't done anything for screening. Okay. They've locked down our like sniff setting. So no, there's been no visitors for the last week and a half at our sniff setting. No family, anything like that. It's just patients and clinicians.
But now they're going to start
full screening employees and everything. Like you have to enter through one gate. They'll screen everybody that's coming in, I guess. And then anyone that's coming to the ER, they're getting screened and stuff too.
Yeah.
So my thing is we're going to start screening heavy, which means we're probably going to start finding some people.
Yo.
And then what do we do?
Damn, we haven't gotten any
feedback on what do we do when we find them.
Yikes.
So how are you guys going to screen? Is it just take your temperature?
I think it's three questions and it's like, have you traveled out of the country? Do you have any like cough or anything like that? And does anyone in your family have those symptoms? And if you answer yes, then they go take your temperature and maybe do a swab or something. I don't know.
Yikes. Be like, nah, I don't have a cough. Fuck you.
Nah, no, it's fine.
I'm good, bro. It's allergies. It's awesome. Fuck you.
Yeah, people. That's what people are saying. They're like, it's you know, I have allergies, and you can't really say that they're wrong because people have allergies. So you're
in the allergy capital here in Austin, Texas, man.
Yeah. I mean, Trace just got his like half of his face taken off because of his allergies.
Exactly. That's how I know it's either corona or bust now. I'm not getting allergies.
That's true. Trace knows now.
Trace can smell us like digitally now from online.
It's fantastic. You guys are just top tier tonight.
Thanks, buddy.
And yeah, that video we were talking about on YouTube, Exponential Growth in Epidemics. The channel is 3Blue1Brown. Awesome video that Trace and Tyler linked to me. If you want to look at how fucked you are,
with exponential growth of a virus in society, in a society that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing or doesn't have the resources or doesn't give a fuck.
That's working the other night at the bar. I was having a discussion with one of the people at the bar sitting there, and he was like, no, you know, I'm really not too worried about Corona because it's only killing like, what, 3% of the people? So that's 97% of the people are like, they're fine, which that's way better than the regular flu. So even if I get sick, I'm probably not going to go get tested because all they're going to do is give me an antibiotic and send me home. And I was like, everything you just said was wrong. Like, yeah, not a single part of that was right. So it's just the misinformation out there is crazy. Like, people that don't understand science at all, or like aren't listening. They're like, oh no, I know better than who. Like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And all you have to do is really just look at the, I don't know. All you have to do is like, if you watch that video, and there's a lot more videos coming out like that, these math people that are like showing you how to chart graphs and figure that stuff out. But all you have to do is just understand like very minor growth rate monitoring, like how they measure growth rate. And then just go look at the daily cases and being like, and realize that like, if there is going to be a turn, it's something that you like, you see very clearly that like happens over like a 2-week period. And right now it's just like, oh, well, we are just flying up that line. And they're like, oh, it's going to get better. And you're like, nope, that line has been straight for the past 10 days. And it's, that means it's probably going to be straight for another 5 days, even if we were going to lock down everyone, because you have a, that time that you don't have your symptoms is like 5 days. So like, even if we were to just lock in everyone right now, there'd still be like this carryover. And
yeah,
I was so, and also officially in like pretty much every single Orange Theory gym in the nation just closed down for the next 2 weeks.
Dang. Yeah, my gyms have closed down. Yeah, as well.
And now everyone's all about their home workout program.
Yeah, dude, home workout supplier, shout out to Fringe Sport, are blowing the fuck up right now. They're making a killing. I bet any, you know, commercial
Academy, equipment
retailers, Academy. Shout out to remote coaching programs, OPEX, are making a killing. Those gyms don't even have to, their business model's good because they're like, yo, just use our facility for open gym and you're on a membership with programming. Some other business is killing it right now. Oh, telehealth, of course. I can't remember. We were talking to somebody else right now earlier today of like besides, you know, guns, ammo, of course, are killing it right now. And it's interesting. So we heard, you know, Trace's point from the federal section, Tyler, in an outpatient orthopedic setting. Now we have more of a private practice pool. Now we have more of a, this is cool. This virus is cool and all, but at the end of the day, we still got a bottom line. We still got to see a certain number of people. How does that affect in your mental health and your culture right now in the workplace?
Me?
You and you and the just your team right now. How's the team feeling?
Yeah. I've been this like really freaked out person for like the past two months. Not probably it. For the past month, I've been like, hey, by the way, everybody, there's a good chance we'll all lose our jobs here in a little bit because no one's going to come to PT. And I'd like tell the techs, I'm like, you know who's like the first to go when stuff happens is you guys.
Yo.
So you guys might be getting fired pretty soon. So you should. And then, you know, and then like they're a little bit younger. So they're like, oh, man, what if we get like quarantined for like 2 weeks? I'm like, our company doesn't operate on large enough margins to handle 2 weeks worth of not making money. So you would not have a job. So that's what's going to happen. They're like, that would be sweet. I'm like, no, being unemployed is not sweet. I don't know what you, and I'm sitting over here like freaking out and everyone's saying like, especially when people were, oh God, I'm losing it. Cause like, what's going to happen if I get it? Then I have to go like, or even if I get in contact with someone, then I should technically like go get quarantined for 14 days. And then I come back and then And even if one patient comes into your clinic and has it, then you got to go call those people up and be like, hey, remember that time you came to our clinic? Well, looks like that was a bad choice.
Just like that too.
Yeah. And then hey, be like, and then like the next day comes, they're like, oh, remember Tuesday when we had to call all those people and tell them that they need to go get tested? Well, what's happening Wednesday? The same thing. Time to call them up again. So I've been super freaked out about it.
It's that easy. It's that easy for this shit to go downhill.
Yeah, and I just don't think that, I think most companies are like this. And I don't think it's any fault of my company. I'm not saying I could run it any better, but I don't think that the margins are good enough to be like, now we going to be good. Like, we could kick up, be like, no, you're not going to be good. Like, this is what can kill businesses, and it's what's going to kill all the restaurants and bars. That sucks. So here's been the answering the question. The past 2 weeks up until today, most of our employees haven't really given a shit. They're like, ah, this is like almost like joking about it, right? It's kind of a jokey type thing. Like, there's even been people that have been like just saying Corona, like, is like a fun thing to do. Like, you know, shoot a free throw with a little ball and be like, oh, Corona. Like, and you're like, that's, I don't know. I personally think that that's probably not the best thing to do.
I just love the visualization of somebody doing that, like a young technician doing that, and then look to you over at the side and you like a little piece of you just dies.
Yes. Fuck. Yes. And our managers, our clinic director's like, bro, we're popping off like super hard, like we're gonna be all right. And
people are still coming to see you.
Yeah. So then I was like, you're crazy. Like, people aren't gonna show up. And he might be right. People are still showing up. Very much so.
Fall off in patients?
What's that?
You're not having any fall off in patients at all?
So over the past 2 days, we've had a total of 48 people drop off. I thought it was
sounds like
so,
a lot.
That is a lot. That is a lot. At the same time, we have 7 initial evals scheduled tomorrow.
That's wild.
Yeah, we have 7. I have 3 initial evals tomorrow. I think we might have more than 7, but I have 3 initial evals tomorrow.
What's the over under on how many of those show up right now?
I say 2 of 3 show up.
I'm gonna take the under.
You gotta take the under. The over under is 1.8 or whatever. I'm not good at over unders. Isn't that how it goes, Trace?
Yeah, so that way you can still get the 2. I'm still gonna take the under. I think you're having 1 or 0 show up for an initial eval tomorrow.
Today I was like, oh man. So I didn't work yesterday. It was my girlfriend's birthday, and it was really low numbers for everyone. So it was kind of a tough thing. And today was like a half day for us because we scheduled some continued education. So that was another tough day. Tomorrow I have 18 on the books. Oof. With 3 evals.
Oof, shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's more than 10 people in a single spot.
yeah, it's more than 10 people for sure. And then like this morning, my first eval, I'm like looking at him like, oh, I think he was 69 with COPD. I'm like, let's see if this dude shows up. You better believe it, he was there, ready to go. You know, a 90-year-old showed up today. But people make good arguments. I got on Reddit physical therapy and I saw one really good argument. I was like, ooh, they said like, it's up to the therapist to tell you to go the fuck home. Like, because as long as the therapist is like, this is all good. This isn't a bad choice. Like, they're trusting your medical professional, reasoning. So if you're just like, no, we good. Like, they're going to be like, yeah, my therapist totally was on board with me coming.
That's true.
Yeah. That's how patients sound. Yeah, when I read that, I was like, oh, shit.
And that's
like other doctors' clinics are saying, like, don't come in, let's do telehealth. And PTs are like, nah, come on in. You got to really treat that patellofemoral pain.
You need that, right? You need that. There's only like there's only like 15 cases in Austin now.
Yeah, that does seem to be. I know. Shout out to Brandon Smith, who's been calling a lot of the bullshit out of PTs not taking this seriously online, and or just people have been consistently trying to make profits and not really coming up with situations on how to prevent this or how to minimize contact. Shit is wild. This is a wild time, man.
I think it's going to get a lot crazier. I don't think we've even touched it yet.
Yeah. Ooh, shit, what's going to happen? Like the economic, you know, implications that are happening right now. It's like we've just started now shutting down businesses. Restaurants are going to be doing drive-through. Like all the gyms that I know of are like, all right, we got to do fucking online now. And with my clinic too, as a startup now, in a unique position where we're planning to open the actual facility in the summer, we're still in the brand building phase. Now, as we try to embark on telehealth and online programs with like building up a brand, trying to serve people in this unique time, and also setting up the stage for the brick and mortar grand opening. Me being the optimist right now, I'm looking at this as like, hey, this virus is giving us a great opportunity for all of us in society to be really fucking good at in the online space and with telehealth. And since if that's the way the future was going anyway, hopefully this will end up being a positive once everything shakes down a bit.
Yeah, I think the telehealth implications are going to be huge because we've been getting pushback for it. And now it's like, well, we got to treat patients somehow. So what do we do? And it's been a big push, I think, already. And I think, like I said, I think it's going to get more interesting because people aren't going to want to come out of their house.
Yeah, just I was texting with a client today that was like, all right, yeah, they had to schedule appointments tomorrow. Is there a way to do PT without coming to PT? Yeah, we'll make that shit work. We'll do fucking telehealth, whatever you want to call it. It'll be you on one side of the computer, me on the other side, and we'll coach through rehab. Trace, as you know, an immediate thing to you, because you and Rob Vining, both McKinsey trained, and McKinsey works so well with telehealth, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really does. And that's what I'm kind of saying is it's been, I mean, I put my hands on less than 20% of the patients that I see. So like, if I can see 80% of the clientele via telehealth, cool. Like you can help a lot of people that way. And just a lot of just education. I feel like in acute injuries, if you're telling someone like, no, you're not dying, no, you don't need surgery, just, you know, chill a little bit.
Yes.
That's a big step that if you can spend 15 minutes doing that and take a little ease off of their mind when it's like, ooh, do I have Corona? Ooh, did I fuck up my shoulder? Like, well, I probably should focus on Corona, but this is an underlying issue that I'm having that I'm going to have to see eventually. If you can take 10, 15 minutes, see a PT and be like, hey, you're going to be fine. Like, just stay quarantined. Don't do anything dumb. Let your shoulder heal. It's a great time to relax and, you know, let the tissue heal.
For sure. For sure. So what's next, y'all? As we're wrapping up this.
Here's what's next. I got some stats for you.
Uh-oh, stats.
Uh-oh. He's got his phone out.
So today's Tuesday. This is just some quick numbers I just threw together. So like I did kind of good in the undergrad math.
Yeah, you did pretty good. Yeah, you did.
But that's definitely not me. But if you go look, 2 weeks ago.
Can you do your best Alex Jones impression right now? Why are you giving
that? All right, now listen. Hey, Alex Jones got DUI the other day. All right, the globalists, they think this is all about car coming in. They're trying to rein us in, find one global economy. Plus, they're all sick. They're sick and fluoride in the things. Okay.
That's great.
So listen here. So March 3rd, so if I go each Tuesday, today's the 17th, a week ago was the 10th, okay, and then the week before that was the 3rd, okay? So there's roughly
you are good six, at math. That's good.
You see that shit, bro? Okay, so there's 6,000 cases. 1 week ago, March 10th, we were at 995. So roughly five times more. You multiply it times five. And then I just did it real quick. I said, what happens if we go to March 3rd? March 3rd, we were at 124. 124 times five. Then all of a sudden, so we know that this thing grows really fast, and then people can't even you don't even know if you have it for like another week or so. So the fact that we're at 6,000 today, you better believe that next week it's probably going to be more like 20,000. And then even if we were to stop everything right now, it's looking like, it's just looking like a really high number.
What do you think? Let's say, since we're doing like preemptively, what's your duck legs official guess for coronavirus? We'll say by April Fool's Day. April 1st. What do we got?
In 3 weeks, it'll be 20. It will be 80,000.
What do you think, Jared? Tyler's locked in 80,000.
80,001.
Oh, wow. Impressive. I don't
know. All right, what do you got? What do you got, Trace? I take it back. 72,000.
Jared, you're sticking with 80,001?
Yeah.
I think we're going to be higher. I think it's going to hit hard and be like 2 weeks from now. So if you go, I'm going to say 110,000.
Six figures, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said it. What did he say? It doubles every 4 days?
I believe it. Yeah.
Just with your math of five times every week, we're at six, we go 30. Math after that, that's like 150, and I took the low end, I guess a little lower than that. So that's my guess. That's where my reasoning comes from.
I believe it. I'd buy it.
120. Oh, March 3rd, 120. March 10th, 1,000. March 17th, 6,000.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting time here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. We'll have to – I'll let you guys – we need to do a follow-up on what is happening, because there's going to be some really interesting things happening with Trace's VA, with how they're going to crack that down. Trace, how many people are you seeing in the week right now?
I've been in the CLC, which is like our skilled nursing facility, and they locked us down a week ago from like any new admits or on a 14-day quarantine, and I'm not working with them. So I see like five or six people a day right now, maybe. It's been the same five or six people. We just discharged two, or we discharged one earlier this week, and then we have discharging one again later, like on Friday. So I'll be down with no new admits, but our outpatient, they're still business as usual, but they're getting like a 50 to 60% cancellation rate. So
yeah,
someone's listening a little bit, but it's nuts. They're still, trying to figure out what we can do to keep treating patients while not exposing patients, and that's a real hard thing to do.
Yeah, and I, as terrible, I think that for every person that is like, I shouldn't go, there's another person that's like, screw it, I'm in there.
Yeah,
like I do think that it's going to be up to the companies or the individuals to say no, because I think the average person, they're just going to keep on coming through.
So here's kind of a, Jared, are you still treating patients, or are you guys not really treating anybody right now where you're at?
We are treating a few people, but yeah, not a lot. Like 3 days a week, maybe like two or three people.
Okay.
On a day.
So do you guys have any, like, I don't know, like a feeling in your gut kind of when you're treating people now of like, oh, should anyone be here? Should I be here? Like, I mean, I'm here because they're telling me I need to be, but I could potentially be exposing this person. Like, that was my, like, I worked at the bar Saturday night and then told them, like, I'm done. I can't continue to work this environment. Like, can't do it. I work with patients. This is putting them at risk for sure. But even then it was like, oh, I'm probably going to end up putting someone at risk if I continue to do this. So I'm going to stop doing that. But like, we can't really do that with our full-time jobs. Like if the company keeps telling you, you know, come on in, you're going to be treating people. Is there a point where you'd be willing to be like, nah, like I'm not, like I would do leave without pay, or I'll take my leave. Like I'm not, it's too much of a risk.
Yeah, I think so. I think if we had a higher patient volume, I think that'd definitely be a concern. But because it's so low now and we kind of know the clientele, I don't feel that pressure. I think it's always there, right? Mm-hmm. Like I did a workout today in the gym, and of course it's like there's restrictions now and there's 6 feet distances, but it's still like, fuck, like this shit, like anybody could walk in with this shit. Did not know it. But yeah, it's, I don't see us getting any new clients in, physical new clients. I think that push should be solely online, and via online options of performance training, of telehealth. But yeah, in my head, hopefully all this goes online and we don't get any new influx of people, until past April. But yeah, I think that'll definitely be a concern going forward. And I know there's different phases for the Austin government. So there might end up, I could totally see this going to what their phase five, where everybody just stays home. Right. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of answers itself, and you only have to do telehealth and telecommunications with anybody.
Right.
We need to post something on Instagram and release this episode, because I definitely want to know what's happening. I've gotten on Reddit, physical therapy. I want to know what's happening to other people in the nation, you know, people on the West Coast, people up in New York, New Jersey, and then, you know, a lot of what's happening with the private. I'm very curious what other people are going through right now.
I agree. For sure. Like we're kind of like in our own, even within the VA, it's like our own little bubble, but I have no idea what's really going on outside of social media. I don't know what's going on in private practice, or like a SNF where you're not at the VA, or like, are they doing still acute care physical therapy? Like, is that deemed medically appropriate? Like, I feel like if someone had an acute stroke or like just had a surgery, then maybe, but is it really worth, if someone has like a CHF exacerbation, to go in and do some PT with them right now? Like, just kind of seems that whole comorbidities being a risk factor to you actually dying. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and then if you go really think about it, right, the biggest thing that's happening in Italy right now is they're swamped, so they can't treat other people. Like, they're like, oh, you just had a heart attack? Well, we'll get to you in about 10 hours.
Yeah.
Hang in there, buddy. Like, so then you're feeding into that, right? It's not even so much, are you going to kill that person? Is you just might make them sick enough, them and three other people sick enough to go to the hospital and end up, you know, subsequently getting someone else who had a heart attack or had something really serious happen. They don't get the medical treatment that they need.
Yeah, that's true, because you're loading beds up for like something that'll kill them quicker.
Yeah, that's a really scary thing. So we definitely want to hear from our listeners what's going on out there. How you feeling? No arguing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll pose that question in some groups and kind of, yeah, pull some.
Get some Speaking ideas. Of like no arguing and just general good humanity, did you guys get your toilet paper?
I did get the toilet paper.
Yeah, I got some. Unfortunately, I loaded up prior to this shit going down.
Good, attaboy.
Hey, that was natural, wasn't it?
It was natural. Yeah, you guys like S curves going down the drain, droplets? How's your poops been lately?
Solid.
Nice.
I've been doing intermittent fasting, so every time I've been trying to eat healthy on top of it.
Yeah.
So every time I like kind of cheat day, it's my body's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I just learned there's apps that you can track your poop, like consistency and texture and shape. So
you take a picture of it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, you might, if there's poop diary apps out there. So if you had some extra time during your quarantine, that might be a little good hobby to take up. Check how healthy you are. yeah, this episode is sponsored by all the poop apps. So
you know who would be making a kill in all of the toilet paper companies?
Yeah.
Just loving this.
Yeah. Sounds like a conspiracy.
That's right.
They made the virus.
Dude, we don't even. Some of my buddies texted me conspiracy theory stuff that's going on right now. It is Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. Well, I'm glad you guys are safe. Glad you guys are healthy. I look forward to conversing more away from you guys.
When Austin goes on full lockdown, we just drop this daily. Ain't gonna have us to do.
On the daily. On the daily, yeah. Yeah. And we'll be talking to Rich Severin. I think that's how you say his last name. This Thursday. We still have an episode with Jet Set that we got to release. Wild that we had an episode with Jet Set before this shit got real. Wonder how they're doing with everything.
They canceled their stuff from what I saw. Yeah, they canceled their actual courses for the Cabo one.
Yeah. And then even the conversation about PT education in general, great they will have Rich on in a few days, because I'm a lab instructor, and this Saturday for our weekend courses, I'm going to come in and me and the lead instructor, we're going to live stream some PT education. That'll be a wild experience.
I'm being a CI right now, and he was asking, like, should I be here? Like, do universities, are they canceling anything? And apparently there's some, like, hospitals and universities that are like, no clinical affiliations until this is done.
Yeah.
We're not one of them.
Whoa.
So, but I talked to one of the people that I went to, where she is a third year now at Governor State. And she was saying that one of the big hospitals that took like clinical affiliations for Governor State shut it down. I was like, no, we're not taking students till this is done.
Yeah. Friend of the show, awesome person, Taylor Eckel, had a post that said, her clinical site closed down, but then CAPTI had an updated statement on COVID saying CAPTI will not require students in the final year of the program to complete the outstanding weeks or hours typically expected by the program's curriculum to meet its unique mission and vision under a few action steps. But it seems like you can be okay missing some content under this circumstance.
That'd be weird too, like just missing your last 8-week clinical.
That's super weird.
Well, these are weird times. What a time to be alive. Guys, I can't wait to talk to y'all again and see what the fuck else happens each day.
Yeah. I really think anything, like, not to get too pessimist, but I think like anything could happen. I think I could get on the call and be like, well, boys, we called it.
I would love nothing more to be like, well, we were wrong. That would be best case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dang. I guess we shouldn't have freaked out. Or closing down all schools, all meetings, all bars, and group gatherings of 10 people actually helped.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I think it'll help. Just looking at those projections, I think it'll help, because it definitely slows down the spread. So. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see in 2 days. When we talk again, what will happen? Who knows? All right, guys. You stay safe. May the odds be in your favor. They're not in anybody's favor.
They're not.
Because it's a virus.
It's
going to
go down. It's a virus that's airborne. We're all in trouble.
And I love air. So, air is great.
Make sure to wash your hands and not breathe, and you will be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Joe Rinaldi in his cold showers? Need some immune boosting time right now. Cold showers, vitamins,
sleep,
exercise, intimacy with your loved ones, and a little bit of cocaine. No. All right, guys. I'll catch y'all in a few days. Peace.
All right, Jared.
Stay safe, listeners.
See you, Trey.
See ya.